Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all you great listeners around the globe. Here I am again, John Edmund, podcasting out of Africa. Yes, as I said, November is a special month, especially on the 11th. It was the day of the signing of that armistice agreement at the end of World War I that I described last week. It gave birth to the annual Remembrance Days around the world. It's also a special date remembered by all Rhodesians, not only to honour their countrymen that fought and fell for the free world in wars dating back from the Boer War, but because it was the day that Rhodesia declared unilateral independence from Britain, UDI as it was known. Americans attached the same sentiment, but on the 4th of July, because on that date in 1776, America also declared UDI from Britain. But let me take you forward to February 1960, when British Prime Minister Harold Wilson addressed the South African Parliament with his famous Winds of Change speech. That speech was the writing on the wall for colonial Africa, and things did change quickly. I was born in Northern Rhodesia, and from 1956 to 1962, I was a territorial soldier in the Rhodesia Regiment, serving in internal unrest and on the Congo border. From 1960, things changed rapidly in Africa, with many colonies of Britain, Portugal, and Belgium getting rapid, almost overnight independence. A huge mistake. However, Northern Rhodesia got its independence on the 24th of October 1964 and became Zambia. With no future in my trade, I tried for work in Southern Rhodesia, but there was none. So I moved to South Africa, found work and got more music opportunities. But as I said, on the 11th of November 1965, Rhodesia declared UDI from Britain, instead of just handing it over, as it were. Things were tough for Rhodesia, but the resilience of her people got them through. All sorts of consequences came, like sanctions, a terrorist war supported by Russia and China, and many of the people had to leave Rhodesia. From that day of UDI and everything that followed, my emotions of this tragedy translated into inspiration for many songs I wrote to document many human aspects and happenings. Being called back to go to the front line with guitar and rifle to help boost morale was an honour. Though I had served on the Congo border, to experience the hardship and danger in the bush again firsthand was unforgettable. To see so many friends and even acquaintances and people I did not even know making the supreme sacrifice made me so sad. I also had to document their experiences in my first autobiography, entitled Bushcat Volume 1. And luckily, I was able to get a few photographs to publish in it. Well, the war raged on, and the Rhodesian government, led by the Honourable Ian Douglas Smith, tried desperately to reach some kind of settlement. From 1966 to 1968, talks were held on the battleships HMS Tiger and HMS Fearless. All sorts of agreements were tried in London and Geneva, and even on the Victoria Falls Bridge on 1975. Finally came the Lancaster House Agreement in 1979, nullifying UDI. That was the beginning of the end of the gem of Africa that once was beautiful Rhodesia, became beautiful Zimbabwe, and eventually spiraled down into chaos. Well, folks, I hope you are all continuing to wear your poppies. Next week, I'll be talking about more interesting times and hope you'll be listening in. Till then, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you'll find some interesting footage on Rhodesia. Also, keep an eye on my website, and if you want any of my Rhodesian songs, you'll get them on most popular music platforms. Bye for now. Stay safe. Tot ziens. Salagashle. Shalom and Zwakanaka.